now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. Welcome indeed. I have been on the air for 20 years now, bringing this wonderful message to everybody. And I'm still here after all these years, bringing this message to those who have an ear to hear. Now, I would like to take a little time to do, well, something a little different today. I want to begin, instead of talking about, resentment or meditation or something like that, I want to begin by talking about where I like to get my information. Because a lot of people don't know where to get information. You know, if you listen to the 3 or 5 minute news at the top of the hour, or if you watch, your 6 o'clock news or something, yes, there will be some information there. But it's nice to have some information that seems to be a little bit more, how shall I say this, penetrating, a little more hard hitting, a little more thoughtful. And so where would somebody like me, who's rather enlightened, if I dare say so myself, who's done a lot of thinking and a lot of research over the years, and who's highly, highly, highly educated, where do I go to get my information? Well, so I'd like to share that with you. First thing I'd like to mention is, let me start off by reading you something from the Essene Gospel of Peace, Book 1. The Essene Gospel of Peace, Book 1. Now, why do I read this? Well, first of all, okay, let me go through the different steps and then it'll all become clear. I was listening to, first thing I was interested in is clay, dolomite clay. You know, in the Bible it talks about clay, the use of clay for helping people to get better. And I wanted to find out something about clay. So how would I do that? Well, I went to one of my favorite sources of information, and that is the Power Hour. Now, those of you who listen in on KCAA radio are very familiar. You may not be, though, but hopefully you will become familiar with the Power Hour, because KCAA plays the Power Hour every morning, weekdays, every morning. And their program is also available on podcast. Now, what is the Power Hour? Well, the Power Hour is a radio program. It's been around for quite a while now. And the host is Joyce Riley. Now, how did I first hear about Joyce Riley? Well, the first time I heard Joyce Riley was a long time ago on the old Art Bell program. Now it's George Norrie on Coast to Coast AM, you know, the overnight program. A long time ago it was Art Bell. And he had her on talking about the Gulf War veterans. You know, a lot of the Gulf War veterans have had some significant problems, much due to, for example, Agent Orange. They've had problems because of Agent Orange. And she has always been an advocate for the veterans, not only the Gulf War veterans, but then later the Desert Storm and the later wars. So she has always been an advocate for the veterans. She has a heart for the veterans, and she herself was a nurse. She was a heart transplant nurse, and she was in the she was an Air Force officer, if I'm not mistaken. And so I used to enjoy hearing what she had to say, and I had a lot of respect for her. Now she has her own program. It's called the Power Hour. And so I went there because I wanted to see what she might have to say about clay. More about this saga after this important announcement. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the program. I was saying that I went to the Power Hour. So I went to their website, thepowerhour.com. I went to thepowerhour.com and I entered in the term clay in the little search box. And sure enough, some references came up. And then I found that there had been a program, oh gosh, a year or two ago. Well, I poked around and before you know it, I found a website that's about clay. But before I get into the topic of clay a little bit, let me just say, so the question is, where do I get my information? Well, one of the places that I like to go to listen to go is to the Power Hour. I listen to it. Now, you can listen to it in a couple of ways. You can go to KCAA Radio, listen to it live every morning. I think it's from 6 to 8 or... Yeah, I think 6 to 8, might be 5 to 7, I don't know. They play 2 hours. Actually, it's a 3-hour program, so they play 2 of the 3. You can go to the Genesis Communication Network, gcnlive.com, and there you can listen, they have the podcast for free. You can listen to all 3 hours with a podcast, you know, sitting at your computer or downloading it into an MP3. Incidentally, I just got an MP3. My son has had one. And when I listen to a lot of programs, if there's a good program on, I can't always listen to it when I want to. You know, if it's on at 11 in the morning or it's on at 8 at night or somewhere, I may not be able to hear it, or they don't play it locally. You know, like the Power Hour, I can't listen to it locally because it's not on a local radio station here where I live in Reading. So I have to listen to it on the internet. But the neat thing is that just about every program now is podcast. So I got myself, so you can listen to it. You can sit at your computer and listen to it. And what I do, since I don't have to sit and listen with the earphones all the time, is I have a little FM transmitter that I got from C. Crane. It plugs into the earphone jack. Then it sends a little tiny FM. It's like a little tiny, tiny FM station. It sends a little signal to my radio, and then I listen to it on the radio. So I can sit here and listen on the radio to what's coming from the podcast on the computer. You see what I mean? But I also bought myself a little MP3 player. So now I can easily download any program and then listen to it anytime I want to with my MP3. But the point I wanted to get to is that I really enjoy the Power Hour, Joyce Riley, because she first of all, the beginning of her program, she always spends at least, usually the first hour, actually, the first hour talking about the news. Any of the news topics, like now she's talking about... what's she talking about now? The swine flu. See, being a nurse has an interest. She has a big interest in health. She's talking about the lady that's going to be nominated who has been nominated for Supreme Court, Sotomayor. And she talks about, the economy and about all kinds of things. So I really enjoy listening to her because her analysis, her news, she has her sources. Where does she go to get her news? Well, she goes to all kinds of places. not to the you know, your typical ABC, NBC, CBS. Although she will sometimes play clips and then she deconstructs. She tells you what they're saying and what they're not saying. See, you can if you're smart, you can listen to the bland pablum and you can see what they're saying, what they're not saying, what their agenda is. See what I mean? But she will also go to all different kinds of sources. For example, for the war, what's happening in Pakistan, which is very interesting. She talks about that frequently. She will go to PK Daily, Pakistan Daily newspaper, or other sort. You see what I mean? So it's very fascinating. So I love to listen to the Power Hour. And the way I listen is I get the podcast at kcaaradio.com, or I go to the Genesis Communication and get the podcast there. And of course, she's also on the shortwave, but it's not always so convenient to listen to, but it is on the shortwave radio, which I have. So there's one source that I enjoy listening to now. So I went there because I thought she might have had a program about clay, and sure enough, she did have a program about clay. So I listened to the program about clay. Then I heard this. This is very, very beautiful. I want to read this to you. This is from the Essene Gospel of Peace, Book 1. And I got this from Essene.com, E-S-S-E-N-E.com. They actually have the books there for you to read. You don't have to buy them. You know, if you want to support the Essene Foundation or whatever it is, you can buy it. But otherwise, or you can even buy it at Amazon. But I want to read this to you. This is about clay. And from the Essene Gospel of Peace, Book 1, it said, "And there were many sick among them, tormented with grievous pains, and they hardly crawled to Jesus' feet, for they could no longer walk upon their feet. They said, 'Master, we are grievously tormented with pain. Tell us what we shall do.' And they showed Jesus their feet, in which their bones were twisted and knotted, and said, 'Neither the angel of the air, nor of water, nor of sunshine has assuaged our pains, notwithstanding that we baptized ourselves and do fast and pray and follow your words in all things. I tell you truly, your bones will be healed. Be not discouraged, but seek for cure nigh the healer of bones, the angel of earth. For thence were your bones taken, and thither will they return.' And he pointed with his hand to where the running of the water and the sun's heat had softened to clay mud the earth by the edge of the water. 'Sink your feet in the mire, then the embrace of the angel of earth may draw out from your bones all uncleanness and all disease, and you will see Satan and your pains fly from the embrace of the angel of earth, and the knots of your bones will vanish away, and they will be straightened, and all your pains will disappear.'" Is that not beautiful, ladies and gentlemen? That's from the Essene Gospel of Peace, Book 1. So he told them to go to the edge of the water and to put their feet, you know, their bare feet, into the moist clay. And I thought that was a very beautiful thing. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I will continue with this topic after this important announcement. Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's R-O-L-A-N-D-T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. And so, you see how one thing leads to another. From the Power Hour, I found a beautiful website. Actually, it's called aboutclay.com. And when I went to aboutclay.com, well, then there were some MP3s of different programs of Adam Abramson, who I've listened to quite a bit, the Power Hour. And then also a program on Gary Nosler's health. He has a nice program on the Sacramento station on, I believe, Saturday, or is it Sunday afternoon? You see how one thing leads to another. So you see, that's the beautiful thing about discovery, is that one insight leads to another insight, or one discovery to another discovery, one clue to another clue. And see, the problem with a lot of the news that you get, the pre-digested pablum that you get in the local newspaper, or that you get on the ABC, NBC, Fox, CBS, or that you get, if you attend, school, it doesn't lead anywhere. You know, there's no there. It's there, but it doesn't lead to something. But when you start discoveries, one thing relates to another and to another. A discovery process begins. It's like an exploration. And you find out more and more and more. So one thing leads to another. And so what I want to say is that the Power Hour, I find it very, very, very good place to get information. So that's... that's basically what I wanted to say. Now, what about this program? This program here. Well, this program is very helpful to people because I can help you to get started. See, a lot of us sense that the information that we have been given may not be true, or it may be false, or someone may be withholding information from us. You know, so much of everything nowadays is like the ads for the pharmaceuticals in the magazines. You know, there you look at one page and there's a picture of a person smiling with pearly white teeth and riding a bike and looking all happy and usually barefoot, and you know, they look so wonderful and so happy and so healthy. And then it's supposedly they take some drug, the idea being, well, you take this drug. And then you turn the page over. And then it used to be that there would be a whole fine print, you know, side effects. This, that, dizziness, that, you know, all kinds of side effects. But now they don't even give you that anymore. Now they just give you some generic things, and, you know, with a reference to some website or something. So a lot of people will just go ahead and just, you know, they'll look at the picture and they'll be influenced to ask for that drug. See, but they don't know the whole story. And their doctor may not know the whole story either, because he's too busy. So he relies upon what he's been told. More after this message.
Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. So, What I'm saying is that a lot of us suspect that we may not be getting the full story. We don't know where to get the full story. See? And so what I say is that you've got to have your common sense, and you need your intuition. You need your intuition, you know, your gut level sense, instincts. And they will guide you. See? That way you'll kind of know whether what you're reading is sort of sits right or not. See? That way you can, with your common sense, you can begin to weed out, you know, the flaky, far out, weird stuff that's not true. The bland pablum stuff, you know, that's designed just to not really give you answers and just to get rid of you. Be able to weed those out, and you'll be able to search, and then all of a sudden you'll see something, and you'll say, you'll see a clue. And how do you know that it's a clue? Well, you just know that. So see, I remember one time I walked into a library or a bookstore, and I wandered around, and all of a sudden I reached and pulled one book off the shelf, opened it up, and I saw something there that was important, meaningful, and, you know, read a little bit, closed the book, put it away. Now, how did I know that one particular, see? Well, it's intuition, see? It's wordless, it's gut level, it's intuition. And when you have that, see, and you have a burning desire to know the truth, and your intent is sincere, you really, 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 really want to know the truth, then you'll be able to begin exploring, and you'll find out who is honest and who is not honest, and who is helpful and not helpful. You see what I mean? So, for example, see, it's important to have your intuition, because, you know, there are a lot of different mechanics out there. You know, you have to use your intuition, because some of them may try to cheat you. So you have to have a sense about this sort of thing. Well, it's that way in everything. See, it's that way in everything. And so therefore, if you have your intuition, it's going to be very helpful. If you don't have your intuition, then you're just blindly, all you can do is blindly accept what somebody says. Well, how are you going to know whether what they're saying is true or not? See what I mean? That's what your intuition is for. Now, I say that if you can refine your intuition and learn to trust it instead of doubting it, and learn to follow it, see, then your intuition will be a delicate guide guiding you to find the answers that you need. See, there, not only is it a question of detecting dishonesty, see, or of finding the clue, the right clue that leads, you know, to the right person. See, you want to, for example, if you have a health issue, you'd like to find the right doctor, or the right healthcare practitioner, or the right, the right doctor. But how are you going to know? See, just by mindlessly accepting? Well, of course, you can ask your friends and so on, but wouldn't it be nice if you could do a little searching, a little research, and listening, and reading, and, you know, Googling, and you'd begin to have a sense, so you could find the right person? See? Well, that would be wonderful. The right person who has the right skill, the right knowledge, and the right, and has understanding and wisdom and common sense, see, and has your best interests at heart. See? It's very important. So I say that it's good to have your intuition. I say it's very good. So if you do what I say, which is to, you know, learn to want to find your intuition, then that's that's what this program is for. It gets you started. See, that way you won't have to. It's not so much a question of giving you simpler pieces of information, but of guiding you toward your own intuition, handing you back to your own intuition and common sense, so that you'll be able to find your way, see, with the help of others, of course, but you'll know which ones to can help you and which ones can't. I'll be right back. Hello. Many people listen into my radio program and derive benefit from hearing my message of truth. Others give the meditation a try. Many others visit the website and get benefit from our articles and archived programs. But life can be confusing, and some people get stuck or have questions they are still searching for the answer to. Hearing me and liking where I'm coming from, they could benefit from a little counseling. If so, Coach Roland is in his office and ready to help. Our life coaching is non-denominational and confidential. To learn more about our confidential counseling, email us at roland@commonsensecounseling.org and we'll get in touch. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this program, and I hope you'll listen in more. If you've heard this for the first time, go to CoachRoland.com. Go to CoachRoland.com. You can read more, read some of my articles, listen to some programs, visit some of my blogs, get some of my books. See? And it could be the beginning of a wonderful, just renewed relationship with your own intuition, which you've always known in your heart. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you will take advantage of the wonderful things that I have to offer, and they're all free. Well, mostly free, and you've got to buy my books, but meditation is free. Thank you for listening. Until next time, bye-bye.
Been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.